Warning, this podcast has stories of real-life events and true crime that happens every day. These stories may contain adult language and graphic or disturbing details not suitable for everyone. Listener discretion is advised.
10-1-1, advisory for Campbell.
Welcome to another episode of War Stories. I'm Tom.
And I'm Chuck.
And I'm the Acorn Wrangler.
Oh, we finally got some scheduling worked out for Marco to come back to look at some videos with us.
Yeah.
We've been trying to get you on these debriefs since, well, I think we had this one time.
Right.
When we were first starting. And then we have, you've been a busy bee.
Right. It's been like, we had this one first date with this one person, and it kind of worked out. And you're like, oh, that person's kind of fun at doing that one thing. So let's see if we can get back together with them and get freaky.
Yeah. So Chuck sent a few, and I've got one. But I know you were talking about. What's
that? I just sent another two, just in case.
What?
It's that chief sent that gets fucking body slammed.
Oh, yeah. We got to talk about that. But where did you send it?
Your email.
Okay. I meant which email? Because I got
all the people. Your personal.
Okay.
Yeah. That's
right. Okay. So we got Marco here. But Marco, you and I, you had some questions about the kinds of videos we were going to have. Because you had mentioned.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so lately, as being part of the podcast, you know, and the Zuckerbergs of the world listening to everything that we do on our phones, I get fed a lot of videos. And obviously, I've gone down the rabbit hole many times of the First Auditor videos, which is what we're just talking about off air.
Right.
And you mentioned, hey, we should probably talk this about this on air. And I was talking about the difference between the two types, or, well, there's multiple types of First Amendment auditors. I think it's hilarious that they all say that they're there to teach about that. But anyways, there are ones that are actually out there. They're all kind of pushing the line of what is what, but they're the ones who have just taken it now. There's a whole slew of new ones that are there to purposely, like, verbally, can't say harass because it's not direct harassment, but it seems like fucking harassment. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're purposely getting a response, you know, a response from officers, and understand that they have the First Amendment as far as what they can say or how they can address their grievances, you know, or their disapproval of law enforcement and anything that's state or federal. But they are just sitting there cursing out and cussing and just not really helping any kind of situation. And I'm just kind of like wondering from your guys' perspective as far as like, okay, there's like the guys who are out there that just like show up to like City Hall and they're just in the corner, just, you know, filming video and like, you know, just following like what you would consider, part of the First one. And there's the ones out there just like basically start yelling at the person who's been pulled over and trying to like roadside lawyer, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Under the guise that they're assisting and they're 10 feet away, which is what the, you know, what has been ruled upon by, you know, the courts and blah, 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 blah. But they're like, you know, obstruction is not, it's only physical. So under those scenarios, first and foremost, have you guys, either one of you during your time, have you guys ran into any of those
sovereign citizens?
People,
that's different. So, those are fucking different breed, dude.
There's like different levels.
How bad?
Well, I mean, it's like different levels. It's kind of like
the
hoe of the group. Then there's the hoe of the group that turns into stripper, and then there's the stripper that turns into a porn star. There's just the different levels of wrongness and daddy issues. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just saying this. Whoa. There's like different levels of people's like perceptions of.
So let's walk this through. Conspiracy theorist. And then graduate to
wouldn't it be
a
let's first
auditor and then graduate to a sovereign citizen. Is that
At that point, you're fucking like part of a, almost like a fucking solar panel using, you know, rainwater collecting cult. You know, I'm just putting it out there. I'm just saying,
stealing electricity straight from the main, not paying for it type guy. You know what I mean?
Right. The whole like, you know, I'm not driving, I'm traveling. You know what I'm saying? It's like using like keywords. I'm not in contract
with this country.
I think that's maybe I'll do some more. I have plenty of those videos too. Maybe I'll do some more research as far as like the arguments are concerned of what like we'll say the points of order, if you will. I hate that I'm fucking using the quotation marks a lot, right?
So for questions, we'll answer them.
So
you bring us your videos. So yeah, if you want to bring those ones in too, I don't mind talking about those.
That'd be great. So again,
I think a lot of that changed with the First Amendment bullshit, and I think I wouldn't say it changed. I would say cops changed a little bit more after 9/11. Because you had suspicious activity reports, like anything that was suspicious, you could create a SAR, which is a suspicious activity report, to report the suspicious behavior. Oh, that's a fucking tongue twister of individuals, such as recording soft targets, hard targets, vital infrastructures of major cities, right? Mm-hmm. Which could include city halls. It could include municipal police departments. It could include airfields and things like that. And I think a lot of cops got really like uptight with it and overzealous over it, and were actually committing contempt of cop because they're like, no, you fucking can't. But they're in their right to do it based upon the law. And I think a lot of cops got their, you know, got like really excited about it because after 9/11, you know, they didn't want something like that to happen on their watch. You know, and like, and I could see,
of course,
heightened tension regarding
You know? Which makes sense. Yeah, it makes sense.
But it only more. And in cops' face, the longer it went on, and I worked during a time where that was a cool thing to do. Like,
and I'm sure, I'm sure the introduction of body camera had some a bit to do with that as far as scaling that down too. Before we move forward, can you explain for the non for the listeners that may not know what contempt of cop is or what that is classified under?
Yes, like it's a little known section of the so you've heard of contempt of court.
Yeah,
of course. Yeah,
so contempt of cop.
Why y'all giggling? Why y'all smiling and giggling? You're like, contempt of cop is
many times. Because it gets you in so much trouble, it really does.
Where?
Contempt of cop is when you have done pissed me off so bad that I'm gonna find a reason to take you to jail.
Okay, got it.
Right.
Okay.
You basically end up violating someone's rights that you shouldn't have been violating.
Sure. Okay. Okay.
Their
okay.
rights away that
okay.
you shouldn't have been taking their shit away, all because you got upset and you let your emotions get the best of you.
Right.
Okay. Okay. Which in God, I hate that. Like, I don't want to say the statement like I'm excusing it, but I will say that I'll say it this way. I believe that in no matter what field or what line of work that you do, we have all been in the position where somebody has annoyed, irked, or pissed us off enough to want to do something like hide penis in shading. I'm not saying that I've done that before.
Dude, please tell me you've done it. That's awesome.
I'm not saying that I have hieroglyphically hidden subliminal objects and done things that I haven't been really proud of throughout the years.
That's hilarious.
I'm not saying that I have.
Right.
But if I had, it would have been because somebody then took me there. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that I have. I'm just saying, Judge, Your Honor, if I would have.
All right. Well,
it's because someone would have taken me there. So thank you. Thank you for explaining. Content of cops. So now I was asking.
It's usually something that's just going to turn out bad because you let your emotions
get you. Sure.
Okay. Or you look at somebody else's arrest and you go, oh yeah, he arrested him for contempt of cop. It really doesn't matter what the charge was.
Did you guys see the video where an arresting officer pulled over a guy, got him in the car. I'm not sure I'm describing it so well right now, so many videos you've seen, but Anyways, he gives a guy, he puts a guy, goes to put a guy in handcuffs or searches him. He finds handcuff key, like an old school handcuff key linked up to his to his regular keys. And he puts him in handcuffs because I know in some states that's actually that's a crime. It's a crime to have handcuff keys or to own handcuff key on you. So the officer asks the guy, why does he have the handcuff key? And the guy says, oh, because, you know, because I'm kinky.
Yeah.
Hey. And have, did you guys see this video?
Yeah, I seen it a long time ago. Sounds familiar, but.
Yeah, it's an older video. It's definitely an older video. And the cop basically gets like so pissed off, the guy mouths off to him that he just like rears up his handcuff, like when he's dumping him onto the car, if you will, on top, and like breaks his breaks his shoulder. So I was like, oh. I was like, oh, the juice and the squeeze. I'm just saying, the juice was not worth the squeeze. So, Chuck, I'm sorry. Going back, I had asked you if you had seen a shift and a change since the issuing of the body cameras, as far as the redaction of the writing reports or taking for suspicious activity.
No, not really, because a lot of the things that your body camera is going to pick up isn't going to catch what you saw, right? Mm-hmm. It's on your chest. If you're in a car and you're looking this way, your camera's facing this way, your camera's getting the steering wheel. Mm-hmm. If you're facing someone, you're talking to someone, and your head's turned the opposite direction, and you're watching someone do something, you're like, hold on one second, and you're just sitting there watching, your camera's not going to pick that up, so it doesn't really help or hinder. The only time it does, it could help, is when that person comes up to you and starts harassing you and doing all these things, and they try to beef you, make a complaint against something that's erroneous that never happened. That's the only time that I could see it would shift and help you. But other than like the suspicious activity, unless you have a 360 camera on your vehicle and it can catch every fucking thing with perfect audio and video,
right.
It doesn't help or anything like that or hinder or whatever. It's still what the officer observed. That hasn't changed.
Okay. Well, yeah, I gotcha. I get that. And it makes it makes sense, obviously, as far as like, you know, there's a field of view. If something's out of the field of view, then the camera really it's not going to do much unless something happens that's close enough for the audio to pick up. But then still you're getting half the information. You're getting audio, nothing visual. A person could be talking calm, you know, calm as we're talking right now, but swinging up a fucking machete over their head, you know, in circular motion. So
I say this most. Most of the time, body cam just exonerates the officer.
Sometimes.
Honestly, most of the time.
People
like wanted cops to wear body cams to try and catch them. They thought, oh, we're going to catch all these officers doing all these shady
things. Sure.
And what they found is that they actually have upped the amount of times that cops can be full on exonerated because they can see the body camera footage and say, nope, that's not what happened.
However, I have seen this. Department initiated complaints. Against policy in a lot of agencies. You're not supposed to, you can't go back and look at officer's body worn and be like, oh, I don't like the way he spoke to that person. I'm going to make a complaint regarding that person because I don't like the way you spoke to him, even though that person had no qualms about how you spoke to them. Right. And you get a department initiated complaint because of what Dingleberry was watching what Hobbit was watching the videos trying to catch you doing something. So there's that. I've seen that like really fuck over officers, and it's not good and it's bad. However, what Tom was saying is that a lot of the body cams, when it comes into like major things, they definitely help a lot with exonerating officers. However, everyday contacts, you could talk to someone one way, you maybe use tactical language or the way that they're used to speaking, and you're building a rapport with that person. You might be building a great rapport with that person, but you're talking a certain way that maybe wouldn't be suitable for other people to hear, right? Sure, or it's just tactical language, right? That bitch, that like, and that dude's riffing because you're speaking their language, right? And then you have someone who doesn't like you.
Are you saying hoe and bitch, or is tactical verbiage? Is that what you said?
Well, it's just an example. I'm not saying I'm fucking bitch. You know, I'm just giving an example. And then you have someone who doesn't like you.
Right.
and they look back and they're like, oh, that wasn't right. You shouldn't have said that. I don't like the tone and the context of the way you spoke to that person. And it could be as vague as that.
If you've had officers initiate complaints against other officers, the same BS.
Mm-hmm. Now, can you, under those filings and circumstances, are as an officer, are you able to quote unquote fight the charge? You know, it's not a charge, but you know what I'm saying? It's like, are you able to like have a third party or somebody else like go through it and like, No.
So a lot of the policies in some agencies, and I can speak for my agency, only, right?
Yeah.
You're not allowed to go back and watch someone's body worn and be like, I don't like the way you spoke to them. I'm going to write a complaint against you for that person, even though you haven't even spoken to that person.
Sure.
You're not supposed to do that. So you can fight it based upon that. And then there's certain ways that you can fight things. I'm not going to give out the certain terminology.
No, of course.
But yeah, you can fight it. And then it's not necessarily getting a third party. It's getting a fucking lawyer to help you fight it.
Oh, goes that deep. Okay.
Oh yeah. Dude, no. I've only been self-represented, not me being, I've only been officer represented one fucking time. Every single other time it gets to the point where you're like, this could turn serious. The allegations are fucking serious. You have to get a lawyer because if you get fucked under color of authority, you know, and you have an officer representing you who doesn't know his dick from his ass. Right. He went through the training.
He can dig a hole. Yeah, I understand. He can dig a bigger hole real quick.
Right. He can fuck you.
Interesting.
Because a lot of the complaints you get are fucking, they can turn serious real quick on a drop of a dime.
If a complaint gets put in your jacket and let's say it's found to be not valid or, you know, after it's been reviewed, does it come off completely or is it still, still kind of sit there in the founding, like the finding is put there? Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay.
It'll say like unfounded, fucking whatever, blah blah blah. I don't know. There's certain terminology, but it'll stay unfounded. Sure.
But it's still there. Sustained.
There you go. Not sustained.
There's sustained, not sustained, and unfounded are basically like what you can get, and then you can have like basically unfounded is there's nothing to it.
Right. Somebody just called somebody vindictively called, for example, you showed up to their house in a knock and talk and they just thought because they can say, you know, get off my lawn you don't have any recourse to be there, even though there's a knock and talk doctrine that allows you to go knock and talk. And so they call or and say this
person, unfounded is like, this cop raped me in the back of the police car. Okay. And you go, chief, I was at home for 2 weeks on vacation when she said that to me. Completely unfounded, right?
Like, chief, I had a vasectomy last week. I'm not fucking anybody for 3 months.
Yeah. Well, then there's unsubstantiated, right? And there's unsubstantiated, where they make an allegation, but you can't prove it one way or the other, right? Then there's sustained, which is you did it, but we're not, not sustained, which is you did it, but we're not punishing you for it because it's not a violation of policy. And then there's sustained, which is you did it and we're punishing you for it because it violated policy.
Right. And it could be as dumb as like you're running traffic suppression in an area or traffic, you know, fucking writing traffic tickets, right? And you see a car go by you at, you know, a little bit of high rate of speed, but it has tinted windows all the way around, right? And in the state of California, that's illegal. So you're going to go pull that car over. You're not writing them for speed and you're not pulling them over for speed, but it kind of caught your eye. And then you look at the car and you're like, okay, it's got tinted windows. You pull that car over and walk up to the vehicle, which now this is what you're not allowed to say. Do you know the reason why I pulled you over? You're not allowed to say that shit anymore in California. And then they turn and go, why? Driving because I'm black? Right then and there, for the agency that I work for, you shall get a supervisor and take that complaint. Bullshit. Because you're like, I couldn't even see. Your windows were rolled up. I couldn't see you. And they're like, I don't care.
If somebody commits racism, it's automatic complaint.
Yep.
Anyway. Really?
Yes.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
So if I'm traveling to California, you know, visiting you guys and, you know, doing my thing over there, I get pulled over. If I go, what you pulled me over? Because I'm fat and I may have donuts in here? Do I, you know what I'm saying? Would that apply? You know what I'm saying?
No.
You know?
I think they just laugh at you, dude. Not the same.
Like,
can I get a
donut? Unless you start
pulling me over because I'm losing my hair. I got glasses and I'm on a podcast.
What the fuck? Trying to get a lawyer, then maybe. All right. So what's our first video? I thought we'd do start with a fun one. Marco, you can tell us what you think.
Okay, I'll go first. Yeah.
Is this in policy? Out of policy? Is this good? Is this bad? Is this okay? What is?
Can't
this?
Wait. Okay.
No music. Here we go. Nope, it's not that one. This one.
I mean, that just the sound of that was probably not good. Oh, I ran across this one earlier. Did I send this one? Because this was hilarious. I found
it. You've been sent it a bunch.
Okay. Now, did he tase him?
Or yes.
Did he get tripped? Because it looks like the guy standing in front of the red car. Like did the old okie doke and like completely stuck his leg out. Okay. Oh, I see.
You see the yellow taser, dude.
The yellow taser.
I see the officer. He goes deploy.
Oh, 21 feet spread. Optimal distance.
Go back. Bro, that's a good like 8 feet. Look at that, dude. That's a good like look from where he took off. Look, right there. He takes off right there. So right there, he's off in the air, right? And he's on the driver's side. He's on the driver's side of the red car.
That's
there's a feet. Car missing. There's a car missing in between, and he lands square middle of the black car, bro. Yeah.
He slides for another seven feet, dude.
Bro. No. And on the asphalt, and look, and it's old, broken asphalt too. It's not even smooth asphalt. It's all like cheese grater.
It's a grinder right there.
Oh my! You remember traffic collision investigation?
Do I?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm trying to get it every chance I get.
Well, I know, like, they used to tell us, like, a length of a car is approximately, what, 12 feet? If I remember that correctly, is it 12 feet?
A car length is 10 to 12 feet.
Right. So he went a car length.
Yeah.
Sure.
And then spent for another little over half of a car length on his fucking face.
Yeah. I want to say that, look where he's at right now. I want to say that the truck stopped him. You know what I'm saying? I want to say that he slid into, like, under the truck. Major road rash. Shoulder. He came down on that shoulder and the side of his head.
Yeah. So. You know what I'm saying? Okay, is there a world where this shouldn't happen?
You mean in general?
Yeah, like if you're looking at this, is there, assuming that he did something?
Oh, he had to do something. And
the police had a lawful reason to detain.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Assuming that.
Sure.
Do you land on the side of reasonable or not?
I'll go on this. that's hilarious.
Dude, I got a great segment. Hold on. What? The good, the bad, and the ugly, and we can play the theme song. Is it good? Is it bad? Is it ugly?
I mean, this one was good, and I'm sure the aftermath is ugly. Okay, so I think it's going to come down to the severity of the crime. If it was like a hit and run, you know, because that's a felony, right? Hit and run, right? So if he's running from a crash scene, and you can't. It looks like the cop behind him had no chance of catching him. Let's be real about that. Let's be real. I'm like, no chance.
Do you think if this was out of policy, do you think that the severity of the crime, if you could articulate it, would it keep you in policy or from getting
that a girl?
It looks like a female cop, maybe.
No, that looks like a dude.
Maybe can you can't zoom in on that, right?
Dude, it's hard to tell nowadays.
It's really hard to tell.
That could be a dude. That could be a girl.
It looks like he has a bun. Anyway, go ahead.
That's what I thought. I had a bun. I'm gonna go on the safe side of like, if somebody is like, if you catch somebody trespassing on a property or being there, I can't say trespassing. If you catch somebody on a property that they're not supposed to be at, or you don't know they're not supposed to be at, you go to talk to them and take off running. All you have at that point is that they're running away and it's suspicious, but technically they're not supposed to be in an area. I think a taser may be a little too much for that.
You're kind of stumbling upon the right answer without realizing it. If you were going to do this to somebody, you would need a clear, articulatable set of facts to explain why. The need to use that kind of a force from behind with him not having the ability to catch himself was necessary to prevent something worse from happening.
Right. Or
sure.
Are clear and articulable facts to deviate from policy and why you did so.
Right. I understand. Like, you know this person. You've dealt with them before. They have an active warrant. They're running away from you. They're not doing anything.
Knife in his pocket.
At that, right. They're not doing anything at that moment, but you know for a fact that they're a danger. They can be a danger at any point in time. So, yeah.
Let me ask you this, Marco.
Please. Shoot,
would,
yeah,
this change
please.
Your, would this change your opinion? If you go and jam up some gangsters, you see one has a strap, a gun in his waistband, mm-hmm, in the front, clear as day. It's a fucking gun. Mm-hmm. You see the fucking grip and everything. He takes off running. You're like, oh, that dude's good for a fucking gun. Like, he's a gangster. He has a gun. You're taking off after him, but he's fast. And you're like, fuck.
Tase him.
I'm just going to tase him. Do you think that would be okay?
Here's the reason why I would think it'd be okay. This would be my argument of why it would be okay. Because if he's that fast and you're going to give chase, tactically speaking, he can make a corner and set up on you.
He could. Yeah, you're right. He could.
You know, I like the way you're thinking. I'm being real. You know, obviously you guys know, and everyone in the podcast knows, everyone who listens to both podcasts know that both sides of the podcast, let's just say both sides of the podcast, know that I've never served and nor have I ever been law enforcement. I am the wacky civilian, right? But to me, knowing what I know.
Oh, dude.
What's up?
You sure as hell have played some Call of Duty.
But if somebody has those kind of legs on you, right, then they have an advantage to set up. If they get far enough away from you and turn a corner, they can set up on you before you come into that corner. So it would seem to me that you would want to, or have the opportunity to ditch that firearm. And if they know the area, if they roof it, you know what I'm saying, you may never find it.
Right. Would this surprise you that some agencies have a policy against this, against tasing someone in the back running away from you, regardless of what it could be? I mean, you could deviate from tactics and try to articulate it, but would that surprise you that some agencies actually have a policy against this?
No, not because all, No, for sure. Because one, you know, you cannot say that one's going to lead to the other. You can't. It's hard to go on the what ifs, but the what ifs is what sometimes keeps people safe. You know what I'm saying? It's like
100% keeps alive.
And law is written on black and white, not grays, right? Mm-hmm. But arguments are based on gray,
right?
And that's
the spirit of the law and the letter of the law.
It's right, and that's where it comes. And obviously, that's where, you know, the officer, you know, officer safety comes into consideration as well too. Officer safety is not a law, but it's something to take into consideration. You know, at the end of the night, I want every motherfucker who's listening to this podcast to go home. You know, saying that this serves, I want every one of y'all to go home. You know, say it's safe to your kids. You know, but at the same time, it's what can you do without actually violating the person's rights if the person hasn't technically done anything wrong? Because it technically, so legally speaking, is running wrong. You know what I'm saying? You see an officer, it's suspicious as fuck. They probably do got something on them. You know what I'm saying? They do got something on them. But if at the moment you pulled up, he looks gangster, he looks like, you know, he looks like a straight up homie. He looks like a straight up cholo. He takes off on you at that moment. He hasn't done anything wrong except for take off on you. Now, yes, more than likely he does have, you know, something, warrant or active case or you know, illegal possession of a firearm.
By Supreme Court decision, mm-hmm, just running from the police is not in and of itself a reason to detain someone.
Right.
Now, so the time, place, location, mm-hmm, all comes into effect when you articulate, I'm in a gang location, gang neighborhood, gang fucking fucking projects, a group of gangsters that I know are known gangsters were hanging out in a group. One rabbited. I saw him grab his waistband. Due to my training experience, I could see the outline of a gun, of a butt of a gun or pistol grip of a gun. I gave chase, mm-hmm, due to the fact of a possible 415 man with a gun. And I gave chase. Now, if I tased him
right
in the back, I might get in fucking trouble because I don't have a clear delineation of that was an actual gun. I don't know. I just know based on the facts in the area, I can give chase. There are a lot. This is a gray area when it comes to tasing someone running away from you in the back, not knowing the circumstances or facts, the policies of procedure or the policies behind this agency's use of force with tasers is difficult to say. This is a good use of force. Is a bad use of force. I like this use of force. I think that we should be able to tase people in the background.
I feel that I'm fine with it.
Exactly. But
if you were my police department, if you're asking me about where I live and it if your police department, if their policy was that this was acceptable, would you want, would you support that? Yes. Yes, I would.
I mean, as long as there's like, I guess as long as you have, like Chuck was describing, like, our, you know, you have the RAS, our, you know, reasonable tickle suspicion of a crime, you know, so, you know, and obviously, and like you're saying, the factors, you know what I'm saying, as far as like factors, we don't want to pass judgment. I understand, like, you don't want to pass judgment as far as people's looks, but I'm just saying, if it walks like a duck, I'm just saying, if it's quacking, you know, if it's quacking, and which means, you know, in Chola language, it's whistling, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, And you know what to say, the higher the socks, the downer the fool. You know, if them socks go up to the knee, you know what I'm saying? The socks goes up to the knee, you know what I'm saying? He's got them prison slippers. He got the little prison slippers on. Yeah. He got the one button. He got something on his waistband that clearly looks like a handle. And he takes off running. Ride the lightning.
Mm-hmm. Oh, ride the lightning. 100%. I got a buddy who actually works for my agency. Gangster ran. That's why I gave the issue with the gun. Gangster ran strap. He tased him in the back because he's like, I ain't fucking running out of this motherfucker all fucking night. And he just bow zapped him. Same thing, but he ate shit on grass. Mm-hmm. He got fucked for it.
Your buddy did?
He got in trouble. Yeah, he got in trouble for it. I tased a burglary suspect running away from me, but because of the way he was running, tasers, one dart hit, one didn't. And I said, fuck it. I thought he had a gun, you know. I then threw him into a fence and tackled him and then took him into custody and then took him to the hospital. I got in trouble for that.
He was going over a fence into somebody's backyard.
Oh, you're lucky, bro. Elevated platform.
He wasn't on top of the fence. He was, when he hit the fence, he grabbed up and started to pull himself up. And I zapped him because I didn't want him to make entry into somebody's backyard. I didn't know who was on the other side of their backyard, blah, blah, blah.
Right. That's a great articulation right there. Boom, done. Mm-hmm. King's X.
I'll be like, hey, Sarge, you know what happened is that's one of the motherfucking Jurassic Park fences. I didn't even deploy taser. You know what I'm saying? I heard some T-Rex noise in the background. He jumped on that fence. He got lit up. Wasn't even my fault.
All right. So Tom, next,
what else you got for me?
Now this, Chuck might have for you.
Chuck, why are you laughing like that, Chuck? Yeah. All right, let's see.
This pisses me off.
Tee it up.
All right.
No. I got it queued up. You just got to explain to Marco without.
It's a use of force. Two officers involved in the fight. And one officer tases his partner instead of the suspect.
Oh, fuck. Oh, shit. Oh, okay. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever seen that in person? Or have you guys know somebody who's gotten...
I've had my hand in the wrong spot when somebody's taking a ride and I got had to pull my hand back real quick.
Yeah.
But I've never been locked. The only time I've ever been locked by a taser was in training when they were first letting us carry them. They had to tase us. Seriously. This is total BS. I didn't have to get shot and you let me carry a gun.
Right.
Yet, well, if you're going to carry a taser or you're going to carry pepper spray, we want to tase you and pepper spray you.
Hey, those barbs look like they're no joke, dude. I've seen the motherfuckers up close. They don't look like they're pleasant.
Like a treble. It's a little bit like a treble hook, but like a little bit outward and like.
Yeah. It gets
in. No.
Like a little bit.
I was involved in a fight one time and my partner looked at me and he's like, tase him. I'm like, all right, get the fuck off him. I'll tase him. He's like, no, bro, I want to feel it. And I was like, you're a fucking nut. Get off. And he's like, I want to feel it. I was like, all right, fuck it. Wow.
Hey, did he have a ball gag on? I'm just saying. He looks at you and goes, safety word is blueberries.
He's a creepy Filipino dude.
I'll tell you that. What's the effective range of the taser?
I think it's 7 to 21 feet.
Yeah. And 21 feet's pushing it.
Sure. Bro. That's like maximum
spread. The darts start to spread over distance. Sure. Right? So that's why there's, you know, you don't want to tase from too short of a distance. You can just drive stun.
Sure. But
you have, you know, a decent spread. If darts don't have a decent spread, there's not as much electricity, blah, blah, blah. Or there's not as much, I should say, muscle mass in between the
electrical
NMI
contact points.
Oh, okay.
So there is that effective range where the darts get so far apart that one will hit you and the other one won't, right? You'd have to be really, really good to nail somebody in the shoulder and nail somebody in the heel, you know?
Right.
Has it happened? There's maybe. Plenty. But, that you know, optimal range is probably 14, 6 to 10, 15 feet is like the
something like that.
Yeah.
And what about clothing? Like, obviously, t-shirts, they're powerful enough, they shoot hard enough, and the and you know, and the barbs go in so that, and cut right through them. So but what if someone's like wearing a winter time and winter time hoodies and
it won't penetrate a down jacket?
Okay.
I mean, if it can,
maybe. Can if you're close enough,
but you can get lucky, but most there a lot of people can get hit in those down jackets and that won't make
you, you'll hear it if you hear it going cack, you don't have connection,
no contact,
fucking arcing. And but if you hear that's connection and it's in the body and it's shooting electricity into the body, they're two audible, distinct sounds. That you can tell if you have a good connection or a bad connection, or if you hear that means you shot it in clothing that just popped out.
Gotcha.
You know how the stun guns, the little handheld stun guns, when you click it, you see the electric, and it, you hear that sharp crack.
Yeah, the crackle. Yeah,
if it's that sharp of a crack, you don't have them sunk.
Yeah,
sure.
Because what happens is what Chuck's saying is that muscle density absorbs that sound and absorbs that charge. And you end up hearing the cycling and the clacking of the unit delivering the electricity as opposed to the electricity arcing, right?
Okay.
So
now, Marco, on this video, what do you think? Is it good? Is it bad? Do you think there's areas of improvement? What is your take on it as a civilian if you were to see this?
Okay, so my takeaway is that it's so hard because so my takeaway is that maybe these two need to, like, do y'all get trained on, like, do y'all do extensive training on 2-on-1 and 3-on-1? And because a lot of videos where
I'm answering the question again, right? check the box, needs retraining, send them back to training.
So because it looks like there's a situation of there's every man for himself, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, and I mean, the perp is for themselves. The officers is on top of him and rolling around. Obviously it's battling for position, right? It's a chess game on the ground. It's a chess game on the ground. It's a wrestling game, chess game on the ground. And then the person on top is obviously deploying the taser is fighting their own fight. You know what I'm saying? So I got to ask, like, do you guys get trained on like 2-on-1, 3-on-1 tactics, like how to work together?
Yes. Takedowns. Yes.
You do. Okay. And do y'all revisit that shit? Because also looking at the officers, I was actually paying attention to the officers. I was like, they may have not been up on their training, but they sure were up on their donuts. I'm
just going to put that as a fact. I think you're just looking for the word pussy.
Okay.
But Tom, I will let you take this one because I think we're both aligned on the exact same train of thought.
This is the needs retraining. Mm-hmm. I mean, If you're in a panic mode and you tase your partner, you need to slow down. You need some more defensive tactics training. You need to do a little more wristy, twisty, hands-on. You need to do a little bit more post-pursuit training. This is not an issue with whether you can use the taser. This is an issue of whether you can use the taser properly well under stressful conditions.
You know what they need to develop? They need to develop that fucking Batman fucking bolo fucking thrower. You know what I'm saying? We got a pistol and it shows up the balls. Shows the two balls with the fucking string in the middle and just wraps people's feet up.
Oh, homie.
Oh, please tell me that. come on. Yeah, no, I want that. You know what I'm saying? Like, so,
yeah, they've been, this has been, let's see if I can, yeah, I've got it. Okay. This has been something that they've been chasing as a deployable weapon. And I don't know where it is in its
development phases.
4 years ago, this video came out.
Is it the bullet wrap, the one that wraps you up like fucking Batman?
Yeah, that's what I was just saying. Yeah.
Oh, it's called a bullet wrap.
I know. You've been like dead this whole time.
Sorry. Someone asked a question. I'm going to say one real quick thing on that fucking tasing. Yeah, the bullet wrap. If you're afraid to go hands on with a fucking female on a 2-on-1, two males on one female, and you end up tasing that, and you end up tasing your fucking partner, you have a fucking problem, and maybe you shouldn't be in the field until you learn how to fight. That taser shouldn't have been pulled out. You should have fought. And you should have used 2-on-1 tactics, restrained, you know, put hands behind the back, handcuffed. It'd have been a lot better. Now your partner just rode the fucking lightning. I'd be pissed. If I was your partner, I'd whoop your ass. I'd fuck you up in the back. We would hold church. I would take you in the back and be like, we got a fucking problem, bitch. You fucking tase me. That's just as bad as sitting in a fucking fight and you're in a dog pile and one motherfucker comes in with a can of OC spray or mace or whatever the fuck you want to call it and just sprays the whole pile, contaminating every swinging dick in there.
Right.
You're fucking afraid to go hands on. You shouldn't be out there doing the fucking job. And you should rethink your profession.
There's a video I saw not too long ago where there's multiple officers, like four or five officers, that were trying to gain control of this subject. And the subject was definitely very hyped up. And he was a bodybuilding, like he took care of himself and he was like kind of wrestling with them. But two or three of the guys just dumped their fucking cans into his face, like from inches away into his eyes. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, okay, I see what you guys are trying to do as far as the compliance is concerned, but aren't you just fucking up the whole bunch?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? That's like,
yeah, I don't use pepper spray around me.
I'm just saying, like,
well, I dog. Great dog.
What's up? Oh,
pepper spray's for dogs. That's it.
Dude, the only reason I carried it. They're like,
yeah,
it works wonders. That bull wrap though has so many flaws. I think it uses a 9mm cartridge to shoot off the pop, to shoot out the actual
balls. Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. And it's supposed to wrap the person up. And now it could work, and it could work really, really, really well for like an armed individual with like a knife. And you're like, okay, let's just try this. And if you don't, and he comes, we're going to just shoot him. And you try it, and he fucking falls back, and he's like, oh, you know, whatever. Or you shoot them from behind. However, contagious fire has happened because it does use a round, not an actual round, but just the cartridge,
the powder.
The bola. Sure. But there's been times where it would fire off and it wouldn't fire correctly. So then you just have this fucking thing going, just shooting out like a fucking straight line. And it's a great idea. I think it was rushed too soon. I think there's some flaws against it, and it has a place in law enforcement. However, too many agencies got it and were pushing it too fucking fast, and everyone was trying to use it because that's what happens in the trends in law enforcement is you get a new toy, don't go hands-on, don't do this, only revert to this, and then it gets
used. Everybody's looking for that magic bullet, and then it gets overused, and then, yeah. Okay. So you want to – this is a listener video.
All right.
None of us have watched it.
Oh, good.
There's a listener who said, can you watch this and tell us what you think? So I will do you want to do the play-by-play, Marco?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, Marco, we'll do the play-by-play.
Okay, what's going on here? Looks like there's some hands covering the microphone. Oh, okay. Oh, he's probably turning on his body cam, right? I'm assuming, or make sure the audio's on. Or maybe he's flinging a booger. So he's walking directly up to, looks like there is someone talking.
Bounce, we'll take off 10. We're going to be on 200 east, about 600 north. Hi.
Hey.
How you doing?
Oh, good. How are you doing?
Good. We had a call about a disturbance here.
There's no disturbance here.
Not maybe not now, but there maybe was a couple minutes ago, you drunk ass bitch. I'm just saying, what?
Looks like you're trying to talk to someone that doesn't want to talk.
No, he has his window down. We've been talking. We had some house stuff to talk about and stuff, and we're just talking. He's just keeping warm. All
right. House stuff. That's going to be an ex.
Well, his window was rolled up. That's weird.
Well, you weren't here the whole time, his window wasn't rolled up.
Oh, door's opening.
She's leaving, and I'm going.
We're not. There's no disturbance. Somebody lied to you. I would get them to fault.
Somebody lied to you.
Okay. I mean, so. Okay, so he's getting out with some groceries and some food. So right now, everything. Okay. I had to say, like, everything looks calm.
So are you doing okay?
Oh, good. I'm good. Good. I'm just going in, and she's leaving.
So. Yeah, we're just talking about some stuff.
Is there some? Was there somebody else here? Because I'm confused now.
I am too. We didn't hear anything. Nobody yelled. Maybe because
you yelled through my window or something.
No, I was not
yelling. Talking loud, excuse me.
No, I was talking just like that. I wasn't talking loud.
What's your name?
Monty.
No, we haven't.
The homeboy just wants to go back to his house.
Yeah, he's ex? This is the ex or something. Right. Okay. Oh, yeah. He's done with her.
Who's the landlord?
Jeremy?
Do you, any idea why he'd be calling?
Maybe she was yelling through the window.
No, but maybe I don't know. Monty, I was not yelling.
Well,
you know
I had the window closed. Maybe.
No, yeah. I was talking. This is as loud as I talk, so you can hear that loud. He maybe tell him.
This shit is unraveling.
We were just talking. And he hadn't even. We don't have any issue.
I haven't even.
I've had two just talk to the inside later. Sure. Excellent. Thanks.
Sure. Okay.
I'd be like, drunk in public, let's go.
We were just talking. That's all we were doing. We're not arguing. You're not
mad. I mean, she's just could be the crackhead. She could be the neighbor.
Well,
you're cold.
Can you just keep money in your pockets, please?
No, I don't have. You don't feel? I don't have anything in my pocket.
Pause the video for a second.
It's something I do for my safety.
So I've heard this time and time again. Officer safety, I understand. Okay, she's got fucking yoga pants on.
Yeah,
and you, if you're worried about officer safety, you can walk up and just do a little terry pat, right?
No. Depends on what the agency's policy is about a male searching a female.
Okay, because there's snow on the ground. Mm-hmm. You know, and there's like ice on the ground. So like, I understand where she's like, I'm keeping my hands in my pocket because I have made poor life decisions, including the crack that I smoked earlier in my life.
Here's the thing. You've lost the ability to put your hands in your pockets now that you're talking to me.
Mm-hmm. And you could have a blade.
Your fingers get. Keep your hands out of your pockets. And God, we all trust everybody else. Let me see your fucking hands. And it's that ingrained in your mind is that hands kill. And
so if you were to come up to me, am I able to say, hey, it's freezing outside. Can you search my pocket? Can I invite you to search my pocket?
I have had that.
To clear suspicion to then go ahead and be like, okay, cool. Now that you've done that, you know that I have nothing. I'm going to put my hands on my pocket because I'm freezing.
I've actually used that against people and said, hey, if I knew you didn't have anything on you and didn't have anything in your pockets, I'd. You know, I could feel more comfortable, and they go, okay, you could check, and I'm in their pockets, and then, you know, you can do that.
Okay,
absolutely. You can always tell them if you put your hands in your pockets one more time, I'm gonna turn you around, I'm gonna place you in handcuffs, I'm gonna search you, mm-hmm. I'm gonna do a pat down real quick just to make sure over the clothes, make sure you don't have any weapons on you, and then all I'll take the handcuffs off, and you can put your hands in your fucking pockets. But if you don't listen to me, that's what's gonna happen. Keep your hands out of your pockets. Because we know as law enforcement officers, even women working the night women, the prostitutes, the hookers, can carry blades women in their fucking bras. Night walkers. They can carry blades.
$25,000 pyramid. The women working the night, they stand on the corner.
Night walkers.
They want to be your girlfriend. The full girlfriend experience.
Mookie's girlfriend.
Yeah, Jenny's. And Jenny was one.
Yeah.
Yeah, she could have a blade. She could have a razor blade to fuck you up.
She'd have something in her waistband, and she could be keeping her hands closer to what's in her waistband.
There's a bulge.
And harassing you, you would get bulge, a little why are you harassing me? I didn't do nothing wrong. So
who's harassing you?
It feels like harassment.
I'm just asking you what's going on. I need you to stay here.
I'm not doing anything wrong.
I'm investigating a potential crime, okay?
There's an for crying out loud.
Okay.
Now you're exaggerating.
I need you to settle down.
There's no...
Based on the information I got, based on the
she's
information
not settled
I was given,
not she's not unsettled.
I'm about to put you in handcuffs if
no,
you don't
you're
stop.
Not put me in
for what?
Handcuffs.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
For what? What's the legality of her putting you in handcuffs right now? Because right now she's touching car. She may be rambling off like a crackhead, but she's not. She's not amped up or ramped up.
He's investigating a call for service and a potential. What was it? What did he say when he got there? Fucking
disturbance. Domestic disturbance.
I'm gonna tell you right now, without knowing what the call came out as,
we're aligned.
So screwed because I can't tell you what is in his mind. If there was a call that she was threatening him to keep knife trying to keep him in the car, and then he gets there and he hasn't had a chance to search her. I'm without context of how the call came out. I'm going to tell you right now, the rest of my answer is going to be, well, depending on how the call came out. Okay.
Yeah. We're 11-550. Fuck it.
Yeah. So what we're saying, Marco, is that there is a level of, I have to do my job and I have to be able to investigate. And I'm giving you a lawful order to stand still, keep your hands out of your pockets, don't go anywhere. And if you're not going to comply with that, I'm going to lawfully detain you, and that's going to be with handcuffs.
Mm-hmm. Delaying a
police investigation. And then once you resist, now, so this is why if you just get somebody for resisting arrest, if you just get somebody for resisting, delaying, or obstructing, it's then because what are they resisting? Well, I was putting my hands on them. Why were you putting your hands on them? Because they were resisting. Why were they resisting? That's putting my, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, at that point, yeah, I understand.
You're one instance where we've dealt with someone like this. Next thing you know, you let them walk away. You're like, all right, cool, no issues, no disturbance. Next thing you know, they were involved in a major fucking crime, and you just let them walk away because you didn't stop to investigate what was going on.
But so I can also tell you that contempt of cop is also starting to creep in at this point. It would just naturally because.
Well, you got the on one side you got the possibility of what this person's next move is, and literally on the other side of the coin is the Fourth Amendment violation.
Yeah,
so, and your qualified immunity. So it's I understand it was a thin line, and a quick coin flip. So all right, let's keep going.
Let's see what it is.
So let me tell you what the call was.
Wrong. I've done nothing.
Let me tell you what the report was.
I don't care what the report was. He just told you we weren't doing anything, and we are the two people involved.
Nah, normal speed's fine.
She has a point. That,
you were being disorderly out in front of the house.
That's a lie.
That you were shouting at him.
No, no shouting.
And that you were not letting him get out of the car.
Never did. I was just standing there talking. We were just talking. He never said move.
Okay.
So you got out of the car just fine.
At this point, so he's delaying her because he needs his partner there. So his partner can talk to her so he can go talk to the person that was in the car, and he needs to find out if he has the victim of a crime. Right.
Yeah.
He needs. So right now he's trying to, I'm telling you right now, you keep the suspect there. You keep the suspect talking till your partner gets there. Then once you have that person wrangled, then you go talk to the other person. And this is because the cop's solo. If this cop had a partner with him, he could have this girl talking to his partner, and he could be inside talking to the guy who was in the vehicle to find out if he even has a crime.
I'm going to get out of the car. He had the heater on. He turned it off. He started the car back, and we were just talking.
Okay.
And I was leaving. I gave him a piece of mail that came to the house that he needed. And then we started talking about, we got to sell the house. And we were talking about pricing and just different things.
You smell her.
We weren't arguing at all.
Like, can you understand how it would look to me when I come walking up here and his windows rolled up and you're being kind of loud?
You know what? I was like
stale cigarettes and old Dr. Pepper.
You said all you want. Don't make it true.
What's your name?
And like cucumber melon.
Same as his. What's your date of birth?
Plum lavender.
With cools.
There is no nothing. Cool, go get cools. Whoever said that.
Well, that's what I'm, Monty, I'm going just, to.
You know what? Me and Monty.
Can you just listen, stand still, please?
Me, don't tell me how to move. I You're just, not God.
I just get asked you to please stand still.
I asked you to quit bossing me around. I'm not doing nothing wrong.
I asked
that's pretty
you.
Fair.
I'm not bossing.
You know what you're doing, sir. That's
you know what you're doing. You to stand still,
you know what you're doing. Stop.
Will you Who please the fuck stand still when they're talking?
Out of control.
I said,
stop.
Please. Will you please just
I'm
settle
not
down?
Doing anything wrong?
We were having a perfectly you know fine conversation.
Yeah, me and Monty. Are we the? Did he it's tell trying. You there was no problem? Did I tell you no problem?
Okay, he's trying. He caught himself escalating the situation because he's telling her. You know, he's frustrated with her, and he's telling her to. True. You gotta understand. You tell a woman in this state of mind to stand still.
Ooh, you might as well told her she's fat.
Right. And he's like, I don't even know if we have a fucking crime yet. Like, fuck, right. Dude. Like, I got to keep her here and calm. He's walking a fine line, right? Like, fuck, I hope this doesn't go sideways. Because yep. If he does. Well,
people, and we didn't see yeah. anybody.
So I need to speak to people separately when it's a domestic violence possible issue.
Okay, I'm going.
Stop. Stop.
Oh, there's arrest. A mistake.
Okay, you're under arrest.
No, I'm not.
Put your hands behind your back.
So what, okay, so what was she under arrest for? Pause the video. What was she under arrest for? What was she under arrest for?
So.
I don't know the comments. The call.
If
well, he said there was a domestic disturbance, but when he domestic disturbance, he came up.
Suspicion could have been suspicion. Okay, so there's theoretically you've got anytime you hinder somebody's movement, right? Mm-hmm. You can spin that up into a crime depending on if you want to go. Like if you move them from point A to point B, it could be one statute. Kidnapping. Now it's thin. It's really yeah, kidnapping. You know, false imprisonment.
Yep.
Delaying or like there's chicken shit sections you could try to make work, but he really has nothing but the clear cut charge is resisting, delaying or obstructing an officer in the performance of his duties. He's trying to investigate a crime and he says, don't go anywhere. And she says, I'm leaving. And he goes to grab her and the fight is on.
Well, so, he never said that she was detained. She turned around and started walking.
No, he told her, you can't leave. He said, don't do that. He's told her you need to stay here. You can't leave. Right.
There's an investigation being conducted. And when he says he's under, when he tells her you're under arrest, he doesn't have to tell her what she's under arrest for at that moment. It could be one as simple as it could be 148 PC, which in California is doing a police investigation, which she's actively doing. And if he's there to investigate a domestic, you can't investigate a domestic with one person. You need a partner because you have to be able to corroborate both stories and see if anything happened on the inside.
The call came out that a lot of domestic violence laws are possible felonies. So the fact that this could rise to the level of felony, he's got a detainer. Like there's lots of legal justifications for why he's allowed to detain her. But
but she doesn't have a legal right to aid his investigation, though.
What's that?
She doesn't have a legal right to aid his investigation. She doesn't aid the investigation. Not,
but she's trying to leave. And right now, if she's publicly intoxicated, she seems intoxicated to me. And I'd take her for public intoxication because she's clearly unable to care for her own safety. Right. Plus, you can't let her get in a car and drive.
Uh-uh. All right, let's let her play it on.
No, I'm not.
Put your hands behind your back.
Stop it.
So obviously this is resisting. So obviously this is the secondary charge of resisting. We got that. Resisting.
I'm not doing nothing.
Stop resisting.
Well, you're resisting.
Stop resisting.
Just stop, right?
She's 100% resisting.
Put your hands behind your back.
I am.
Yeah, she's 100% resisting. I get that. No arguments there.
No, you're lying.
Put your hands behind your back.
No, I'm not.
Put your hands behind your back.
I didn't do nothing, sir.
Put your other hand behind your back.
Please stop.
Put your hand behind your back.
I had shoulder surgery. Will you stop?
Put your other hand behind your back.
This part of it, she's articulating pretty well. She's being combative and wrong. Oh, that guy just rolled through.
Behind you.
You are harassing me. Please stop.
Put your hand behind your back.
I'm not doing nothing. I don't have a weapon.
Put your hand behind your back.
I'm not doing nothing wrong.
Put your hand behind your back.
Ow, you hit my head. Please stop.
Put your hand behind
your back. I'm not doing nothing wrong.
I understand all of this. I understand all of this. She's not cooperating. She's not being combative.
Hey,
put your hand behind
your back.
I understand. And he's actually being okay with her. He doesn't have the full weight. this is overreacting on her part. I get all that. I understand the overreacting on her part, and he's actually not putting his full weight on her. He's actually been, you can tell he's being, he could be a lot worse. He could have been a lot worse with her.
Yeah, a lot more forcefully. He is being gentle. All right.
In the sense of the resistance, she's obviously forcefully resisting. He's being. I give this guy basically a
card. He could be knocking her teeth in.
So yeah, he's not doing anything.
Force compliance or anything. She's screaming.
He hit me. He hit me in the face.
Put your hands
over. I didn't do nothing. I did nothing. He hit me in the face.
Okay.
He hit me in the face.
Stop.
He hit me in the face, please. Okay. Stop. All I did was walk off. That's all I did.
There are three officers or two?
That's all I did. Three? Yeah. I didn't
stop.
Do nothing.
Stop. We'll figure it out.
I did not do nothing. Okay. He hit me in the face like three times. Figure it
out. There's three officers now, yeah.
You got a lawsuit.
Oh, there it is. You got a lawsuit.
Well, she may, for the first part. There have been arguments, semantics, as far as who said what first.
Get the medical here.
It's not untrue so far. And it depends on what the other guy says now.
Okay, so I have a little bit of context for the video now.
Okay, go for it.
In December 2020, a North Salt Lake woman was arrested by a bountiful police officer on charges of interfering with a arresting officer and disorderly conduct during a domestic call. Exactly what we just said, and we did not pre-watch this. We were watching it with you the first time.
Yeah.
However, a month later, these charges were dropped. In October 2023, the woman Greta Jensen, it's always Jensen in Utah.
Greta too. That's Greta.
Filed a lawsuit against the Bountiful Police Department, claiming excessive force was used against her while an officer was trying to place her in handcuffs. Now I actually have the actual story. In the lawsuit filed in October 2023, Jensen claims the arrest caused severe physical pain, including a broken jaw, facial trauma, bilateral shoulder injury, elbow injury, head injury, neck injury, and other physical pain and suffering. Officer Jobert, who worked for the Bountiful Police for 15 years, has no past disciplinary history. Disagreed with the results of the department's investigation, saying his actions were reasonable and necessary. The police received a call from a landlord after Jensen, the ex-wife of a tenant, appeared to be yelling at the tenant and standing outside his car so he couldn't leave. Jobert arrived at the house in the Bountiful neighborhood of the near 200 East and 650 North block about 4 p.m. He later testified in a deposition, "As I approached them, I remembered I could hear Greta pretty loud sound upset. He said she had been standing at the driver's door of her ex-husband's car, who had his windows rolled up, and the situation was corroborated exactly what I was told by dispatch. Body camera footage shows the officers sending her, the ex-husband, into the house to separate the two, and he began questioning Jensen. Jobert said that the deposition, he asked basic questions and was met with just an unusual amount of resistance that was puzzling to me. I tried to explain as best as I could why I was doing what I was doing and trying to de-escalate things. Everything I tried didn't seem effective. He claimed he couldn't control the scene while waiting for another officer to arrive." Bunch of other body camera bullshit. The lawsuit says Jobert slammed.
Bunch of other body camera bullshit.
Well, we just already watched it. You know, another officer jumps in to take over. Yeah. Jensen was taken to Lakeview Hospital for treatment, was found to have a fractured jaw, the lawsuit says. Weird. I didn't see him slam or punch her or anything.
Yeah, but the camera went, like, obviously, it too close. You know what I'm saying? Like, as far as the broken jaw is concerned, it could happen.
He also tore his pants in the scuffle.
What's that?
The officer tore his pants in the scuffle. The landlord of the property told police he had been receiving complaints from the neighbors for months. He claimed Jensen would wait for her ex-husband in his stairwell when he got home from work. And after he started locking the entrance to the stairwell, Jensen would yell at him through his windows. Evidence submitted to the court shows various texts between the landlord and neighbors. On December 4th, a week before the arrest, one neighbor said, "She's out there yelling and talking at him at the window. Well, if you guys are home and I can't talk to her." On the day of the arrest, the same neighbor wrote, "She's back today. She's literally yelling at him while he's in his car, like trapping him." A North Salt Lake woman, 64, yells as she is being arrested. Okay, that's her. The landlord claimed his tenant told him Jensen was not welcome. About 3 weeks before the incident, the landlord told police he confronted her and she became defensive and angry, but he tried to avoid this type of escalation. So, I mean, this is a bunch of fucking back and forth. It's doesn't seem like there was any physical force used upon one another other than, you know, like she's just trapping him in his car, you know, which is false imprisonment. But that's,
I mean, he's
they're resisting. He's on thin ice.
Yeah.
I mean, as far as the false imprisonment is concerned, he has to corroborate the fact that he felt like she couldn't move from the car.
He could have let her go and identified her later.
Yeah. And then also, like, he didn't tell him to go inside. The guy said, "Hey, I'm going to go inside." Like the guy who the ex husband was like, "I'm going to go inside," and then the officer was like, "Well, can I talk to you later?" He's like, "Yeah, yeah, come in. Yeah, come and knock on my door. You can talk to me later." But I'm saying it was, and again, going to the body camera first, as far as that's concerned, it's really hard to prove that he felt like, because he nonchalantly walked out of his car, grabbed his food, and just started walking inside. You know what I'm saying? So it's going to be hard to prove. What they should have, I mean, would have, could have, should have. Yeah, I would have let it go too, but I would have. You can't. I know you can't. Can't. What is it called? For as an officer, you cannot ask for the trespass. But I was kind of trying to hint the.
You can't solicit.
You cannot solicit a trespass. Yeah. But I was trying to kind of hint at whether he wants. And he said, "I know. I saw that the landlord told her, but tell the."
Officer, you can give information like, "Do you want her on your property?" No. Okay, just to let you know, if you want to file a trespass order, this is how you do it. And he goes, "Okay, I want to file a trespass order." Okay, cool. See, let's file the trespass order. But then you warn her and tell her to leave.
Yes.
And then if she comes back in the same day, you arrest her for the trespass order.
For the trespass. Well, she's trespassed, period, for like, I think it's a period of a year. So at that point, you're appeasing everybody. You're getting like the landlord, the neighbor, everyone else who's complaining about her. Exactly. And just be like, "Hey, listen, you're trespassing." The actual landlord doesn't care. I don't care who lives here. The actual owner of the property, the landlord, once you trespass from the property, you can no longer come here. You want to go yell at him somewhere else? Go yell at him somewhere else. You cannot come here anymore. You cannot step foot on this property, or you are going to go to jail for trespass. It would have been the way that I would have gone about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, and kind of solve that situation at that point.
I think maybe. What this boils down to is a lack of experience. Even though you have 15 years in a department, it sounds like it's not a very fast police department. Look, his sergeant got there first. That means what that told me is when his sergeant was there and not another officer, that tells me it's a very small agency. They don't deal with a lot. They don't have a lot of experience dealing with people or verbal judo. Mm-hmm. If I was talking to that lady, I'd been like, Hey, I'm just here investigating this. You know, it sounds like a big nothing. Hey, do you mind having a seat? Let me just talk to you, you know, and then just start asking her questions maybe about the day and stuff like that. And if she continues to go, I'd be like, "Hey, just to let you know, you seem kind of intoxicated and you can't be out in the public street intoxicated. So if you continue down that road, I will put you in handcuffs for public intoxication if you want to go down that route. But I just want to talk to you until my partner gets here. I just want to get his side of the things." And you just lay it all out there.
It lays it out there and it covers you.
Yep. Yeah, and it covers you from if you get into a fucking fight, you're like, "This person was 390 under the influence of an intoxicant like alcohol, 390 drunk in public. I was trying to talk to her. She wasn't." I was like, "All right, cool. You can't be on the streets drunk. I'm going to arrest you for that, take you to the drunk take, let you sleep it off." That way, if anything escalates past that, you are 100% fucking covered, and you are now verbalizing it on body worn. That way, it gives you another blanket of protection in case this shit turns sideways, which it did. I just think it's a lack of experience.
Yep. Well, that was it. We got through those pretty quick. So Marco, get us some videos that you want us to go over and start collecting. And then listeners, send us the videos that you want us to go over. Marco's got the Ask Me Anything vibes going tonight, because he's the one we wanted to bring on to give the listen. I don't know shit about shit, but this is what I'm going to tell you it looks like. Hopefully we'll be back. We've got a couple of guests lined up for the next week or two, so we've got Marco gonna go take a break and find us some more videos, and then we'll come back and we'll do some live debrief. Send us those videos, Chuck. Where should they send them?
Oh, well, put that up on the screen while I pull this up. there you go. Thank you, everyone, for listening today. If you like today's podcast and the content we provide, please help us out by rating and review us on Apple Podcasts or really whatever you listen to us on. We're on all major podcast streaming platforms as well as on our YouTube. You can always support us by going to our website at www.warstoriesofficial.com and grab some gear. You can also follow us and support us on our Instagram and our Facebook. Our Instagram is at war_stories_official and our Facebook is at War Stories Podcast. Please like and share that. And then you can also hit the link in our bio to gain all of our access to the social media, YouTube, podcasts, emails. If you want to ask a question, you can go to the mailbag, War Stories mailbag. If you want to be featured on the show, you can go to the booking email. If you think you have a story, email me at booking.warstories@gmail.com. I can get you booked. We are always looking for veterans, law enforcement, firefighters, medics, corrections officers, dispatchers, and nurses. And if you think you have a friend who might be a great fit for us and might have a story, set us up. Give them that booking email. Thank you for the support. Stay safe.
And until our next episode, come home with your shield or on it.